in the flesh. And by the way, Satan wouldn't want to give this in one sense, because Satan doesn't want anything to happen in your life that humbles you, right? That's counterproductive. Satan is behind the self-esteem cult. He doesn't want to humble us. He wants us to exalt ourselves. God wants to humble us. So God sovereignly gives Paul a thorn in the flesh. And you think of the word thorn, I know what you think of, rosebush immediately. Little thing that pricks in your finger and bleed a little bit. No, the word translated thorn is stake, S-T-A-K-E, a shaft like you would put in the ground to attach a small tree to, or a shaft that you might use to pierce somebody in a battle. What you would use to impale someone. This is not just a little prick on the finger that God has given him. This is a shaft rammed through him. In fact, the Greek text would be read this way, a thorn for the flesh, not N in the Greek, but for the flesh, to kill the proud tendencies of Paul's flesh. And just exactly what was it? What was it that was humbling him? What was this spear, as it were, that pierced his otherwise proud flesh? He says what it is, a messenger of Satan, a messenger of Satan. God gave him, there was given me by God, a messenger of Satan. Some people say this is an eye disease or malaria or whatever. It's a very simple thing to understand what it is. The word messenger is angelos, angelos. That's the word from which we get the English word angel. So it really is a satanic angel. What's another word for a satanic angel? A demon. A demon. There was given me by God to impale my otherwise proud flesh a demon. Does that mean Paul was demon-possessed? No, not at all. Clearly not possible for a believer. But what it does tell us is that what was going on in the disruption of the Corinthian church by the false teachers was demonic. The false teachers are the servants of Satan. They operate under the power of demons. Go back to chapter 11, which says in verse 13 that the false apostles, the deceitful workers,